Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York, where you are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries on this Sunday morning. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. I have a special message for you today. In the book of Exodus, in chapter 15, in verse 22, we find these words. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. I think the book of Exodus probably should have concluded with the verses ending at verse 21 of chapter 15 in the book of Exodus. God had delivered his people from the hand of bondage and of death, and he had walked them through the Red Sea on dry land. He closed the sea on Pharaoh's armies. And they stood on the shores watching their enemies drown in heavy armor. And Miriam and the other women danced and celebrated their great victory to God. They said, "The horse and the rider God has thrown into the sea." God had freed them from the oppression and the cruelty of Pharaoh. And now they were ready to enter into the promised land. The very name Exodus means going out. And the children of Israel had gone out of Egypt, and they were now free. But it turns out that God's people were not really free. Sometimes it's easier to walk out of something physically than it is to walk out of something mentally or spiritually. Sometimes God can take the people out of Egypt, but it's much harder for God to take Egypt out of the people. It only takes a few minutes to walk away from bondage, but sometimes it takes years to clear your head and your heart of bondage and of abuse and of slavery. It's easy to walk away from something many times, but sometimes it's harder to get your life back together away from the abuse, away from the struggles of that bondage. God's people had lived in captivity and bondage for a long time, 400 years. They had had difficult lives. And when you spend years in a bad environment or a bad relationship, you begin to question whether you even deserve to be free or not. Question whether you can handle the responsibility of freedom. Remember when God freed Mephibosheth and God sent David to gather him to his table? The Bible said that the servant of David had to fetch Mephibosheth. That means he had to force him to come out of Lodabar, where he had lived all of his life. Sometimes we get so accustomed to conditions of abuse, conditions of destitute, conditions of hardships, conditions of depression and oppression, that when God finally frees us, we have no idea what freedom is supposed to feel like. And that's what happened to God's people. The Bible said that God could have easily have led his people directly into the promised land. God's people could have walked into the promised land in perhaps 2 or 3 months, but they were not ready to walk into the promised land. They walked for 3 days in the wilderness, the Bible said, and they ran out of water. 3 days after celebrating the greatest victory in 400 years, we find them complaining and murmuring against God and his leader. 3 days separated the biggest God-given victory they had ever had from their complaining and murmuring. Sometimes only a few months separates defeat and victory. Remember, David defeated Goliath.